And the Chargadia, no one knows what it means anyway. There's no purpose in doing Chargadia. No one knows what that means. So there's only one more we didn't do yet. We did the Laila. Ozra, Rav Nisim Flesa Balaila. Okay, we didn't do the second one. The second one we didn't do. So let's do that one tonight. Now, if I'm not mistaken, some people will only say this. Is it true that they switch nights? You say it on different nights? Let me go look. I have a whole bunch of Haggadahs here. I have a whole bunch of Haggadahs.
What's this? I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay, so it says here, Vamartem Zevach Pesach, you're only supposed to say on the second night, recite the following, the first night, continue. Okay, I don't know, is that really true? I don't think everyone accepts that to be the case. Okay, they the first night, recite the following, on the second night, we continue the page 280. Okay, so it seems over here, according to this Haggadah, is that on the first night, you say the piyut uvechein vayhi b'chatzi alayla. That is the first night. And the second night, uvechein v'amartim zevach pesach. Is that really true, Reb Leizer? Is that what you do? You only say vayhi b'chatzi halayla on the first night, and you only say v'amartim zevach pesach on the second night?
Exactly how it's written.
The way, whatever it says in the instructions, whatever the Arishkol instructions are. Okay. I have that one also here.
Yeah. On the
first and the second night. Okay, could be. I never knew this. I always thought you say them all. In this particular Haggadah that I'm using over here, it doesn't make any mention. Doesn't say anything. It does not say over here first night, second night. There's no doesn't say that. The art scrolls, they all say in the art scroll the first night vahi bechatzi alayla, the second night v'hamartim v'vuchein v'hamartim zevach pesach. Okay. If that's what it says, that's what it says. Could very well be. There must be something very deep as to why this is the case. I do not. Does that mean in the edits you saw they don't say? They don't say the second piyut? I really don't have no clue. But let's learn it tonight. I have a real nasty cold. But Baruch Hashem, I get this every single year at this time of the year. I get twice a year this. B'diyuk, mamash clockwork. Normally, I get it higher up in my throat, which cancels my vocal cords, and I can't talk for a week. This year, Hashem did not have Rachmanis on you. You have to suffer with me because it's much lower down this year for some unknown reason and doesn't affect my vocal cords this year. So, even though I have a much deeper voice, but...
It's probably allergy season, and you don't realize it. It's allergy.
Every year, mamish b'diuk, I usually lose my voice.
That's what it is.
I lose my voice for at least a week, twice a year, like clockwork.
Your voice was good this morning.
Baruch Hashem. I remember during COVID, I lost my voice in the back, like right as COVID started. So everyone accused me of spreading COVID because I couldn't talk. I said, I don't know, I get this all the time. Who knows? Maybe I did have COVID. I don't know. Who knows? Uvechein v'amartim zevach pesach oimetz. Let's learn it over here, okay? V'amartim, you will say, zevach pesach. Oimetz givu roisecha hifleisa b'pesach. Now, what does that mean? Oimetz means the might of your mighty deeds, siflesa, you demonstrated in a wondrous way by Pesach. Okay, beroish kol moyados niseisa. What does that mean? The first moed of all of the moadim is Pesach, because hachodesh azel lochem roish chodoshim. And which festival takes place in chodesh Nisan? Pesach. So this is called the roish of all of the festivals. Niseisa as the Rosh of Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. There's a whole, all, now by the way, it's interesting that over here in this period, at least the simple interpretation, all of the Moadim, including the Shalosh Regalim, are called Moadim. Moadim Moadim l'simcha chagim uzmanim l'sos, and they're called moadim. Everything is called a moad. There are many words. There are regalim. There are moadim. There are chagim. Okay, you sound like a tzioni if you say chagim. There are chagim. The Torah is passing the pasuk in the Torah. Chagim, moadim, regalim, and over here we are using the catch-all phrase. It would appear the word moed is a more general term to refer to a festival, a time when we get together with Hashem. And it is the Rosh of Kol Moadois Niseisa, did you elevate Pesach? Next, line number 3, Gilisa le'ezrachi, you reveal to the Ezrachi. Who is the Ezrachi? Avraham. Avraham Avinu was called the Ezrachi. Where was Avraham called the Ezrachi? We have to figure that out over here. He has a whole long commentator over that. Eson ho Ezrachi. Remember we once learned this in Tehillim? Eson means the mighty one. Ho Ezrachi. He came from the east. Avraham Avinu, why did he come from the east? Hashem said, Lech lecha me'aretzchik. Avraham was from the east. Iraq. Avraham was from Aram Naharayim. And Hashem said to Avraham, go west. Go west, young man. Go west. So Avraham went west. And that was Eretz Yisrael. So where did Avraham originate from? The east. So Avraham was called the Eson, the mighty person, Ho Ezrachi, from the Mizrach. We learned that when we learned to him, we wanted the Mizmar, and we wanted to know who is the author. It's over there. It says it was the Mizmar to Eisan Ho Ezrachi. So here it says, Gilisa, you revealed Le Ezrachi, Chatzois Lel Pesach. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let me read over here what it says in the commentary. Gilisa Le Ezrachi, Chatzois Lel Pesach, Chidata Le Avraham Avinu, Masha Osid, what will Ato Lassois Lebonne Bachatzois Lel Pesach? Where is that so? It's a Psikta Rabasi. And that refers to in the kings, in the war of the four kings and the five kings. Lot was taken captive by which kings? Who took him captive? Melch Sodom, the four kings. The four kings and the five kings. Achar milchamta imadalud melachim lahatzilas Lot. Oysa hasha omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Avraham ato yogata imi beharika samalachim chatzich halayla chayecha ani poireya. Libonecha b'Mitzrayim shenema v'hi b'chatsi alayla v'yavim avinu nikra Ezrachi l'siv maskil a maskil le'eson ho Ezrachi. Okay, so we hear this, the famous medrash, and it says there v'yecholek aleihem layla in Parshas Lech Lecha when Avraham Avinu went to war against the four kings. It says he armed v'yorek eschanichav yilid beis, so he armed his servants. Yilid Beis, so who were her servants? 318 men. Who were the 318 men? Eliezer. And he went out to go fight a war, a world war. And he won the war. And it says in that war, Vayecholek Aleihem Laila. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi, on that pasuk there says that Hashem, that the miracle Avraham, he miraculously overpowered the Mulchama, the first half of the evening. And when it was Chatzos Laila, smack in the middle of the night, that's when the war was over. He won. Why Bidyuk Chatzos Laila? Because Hashem was saving the second half of the night for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayecholek Aleihem Laila. Hashem split the night. The whole night was dedicated for a miracle. The first half of the night was the miracle of Avraham prevailing over the four kings. And the second half of the night was set aside for what is going to be at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, that's over here what it means over here. So therefore, and then Hashem revealed to him that the second half of the night. Okay, so let's review. So we start with Nachum Ol. Yeah.
The first miracle, in the first Abraham, Ger Tzedek, and here Eastern, and for the same miracle, you mean in the previous period? Yeah, the previous. Very good, excellent.
See, Rabbi Leizer is on the ball. Rabbi Leizer always, so you're saying a very deep idea. You're saying over here, oh, you're saying something very powerful. You're saying over here, I never realized this, is that there's a parallel. You're saying that whoever wrote this piyut, they wrote this piyut in parallel. It's Oz Roiv Nisim Hefleisa.
He was reading the first piyut
Oh, wow, I didn't realize this, right? Okay, you're saying something.
At the same time.
Right, right. You're saying something very good. You're saying over here is that needs. Wait, so you're saying this is the second night? This is the second half of the night? Is that what you want to say?
Yes.
You want to say that the previous piyut describes the miracles of the first half of the night.
Yes.
And the second piyut.
The second night have we celebrate these miracles.
This is the second half of the night.
Yes.
I hear you say. Okay, this is very interesting what you're saying. But I don't know. We have to see we have to follow through the whole thing through. One thing you're doing though that is really amazing, which really is amazing, was kedai to come here just for this, is Oz Roiv Nisim Iflesa Balayla, that was the previous piyut. And here it says, Oimates Givu Roisecha Hiflesa, the mighty, the powerful, mighty things, it's almost the same words. It's Hiflesa. The word Hiflesa is the same in both the first piyut and the second piyut. In the second line, they share the same word as well. Beroish. Over there it says Beroish Ashmore Zehalaila. And the second piyut it says Beroish Kol Moados Nisesa Pesach. The third line, okay, Gilisa Lezroch Chatzois Lela. And here it says Ger Tzedek Nitzachta Kinech Lakloi. So it doesn't say the word Ezrochi, but it says the same person. There is an overlap. So you're saying, let's just look, before we get to where you're saying something really, but at least so far, in these first three lines, each line has a clear overlap. The first line in both say the word Hiflesa, wonders. Both of them have the same word, Birosh. And both in the third line are referring explicitly to Avraham Avinu, the Ger Tzedek, which is Avraham, and here he's called the Ezrochi. Okay, he's saying very good. Let's go further. Let's see how this all comes together. V'amartem Zevach Pesach. Next. D'losav de facto kichayim hayoim. And what does that mean? D'losav, the doors you knocked on in the heat of the dinner. That refers to in the Malachim. When the Malachi Asharis, they came to visit Avraham, and they came to inquire about his bris milah. Over here, let me read over here what it says in the commentator. They came to visit him. Now the truth is that's not true. They didn't knock on his door. It says beferish in the pasuk that Avram was outside. He was sitting outside in the heat of the day looking for visitors. It doesn't say anyone came knocking on his door. Dilosov on his doors, de facto, you came to knock. Kichoim hayom, in the heat of the day. He's taking here quite a liberty, the commentator, to say that this refers to the story. Everything is subject to interpretation. Nothing over here is absolutely, nothing is etched in stone. Certainly, when it comes to piyutim, you know, it's all up for grabs. You want, the more creative you are, the more you can say. But over here it says that he knocked on his doors. L'chor, he didn't knock on his doors. Avraham went out into the street. So what does that mean over here? You know what you would say? Let me read what it says over here. The losav de facto chamalayla al dal soysav shal Avraham de facto klay mashavot levakoy be'ez choyim hayoyim Pesach v'ayiru l'vashem v'ilay mamre v'yosh v'zachoy l'chom hayoyim v'zay be'pesach sh'o'am v'chazal sh'yitzok avim nel be'pesach v'lidah sisach v'yitzok avim v'yom sh'loshan acheres ch'lisiv sh'ov sh'loch yitzchayim ne'yivayin sotecha. Okay. Doesn't explain more than that. Let's just jump back. Let's jump back to the previous piyut. Danta Melech Giror Bachaloim Halayla. Now, according to Rabbi Lezer, the two of them are going together, so that means you knocked on whose door? You knocked on the door of Giror. Maybe it means that Hashem came to shake up the king of Giror. The king of Giror, he took hostage. He took hostage Sarah. But that Maiza took place at night. Kichoim hayoim. All right, I don't know. Let's go a little bit further. Let's see. Let's maybe get a little more flavor. Hisid noitzitzim ugois matzos. Hisid means he gave to eat. Noitzitzim. What is the word noitzitzim? Noitzitzim means angels. Angels are sparks of fire. So even though the angels were dressed up like human beings, we call here in this piyut angels noitzitzim. Avraham Avinu, he gave them bread. He took in the guests, the three malachi hasharis. He sat them down at his dining room table and he served them food. Hisit, he gave them to eat. Benoitzitzim, ugois matzes. Now that's not true. Because it says there, beferish in the pasuk, this is unbelievable to think of. It's not true because it says there that he told Sarah lushi vaasi ugois. He told Sarah to get the dough and make matzos asi ugois, and then he told Eliezer go or Yishmael go get a bokar, make tongue, water, and then he gave them the food. It put in front of them the meat and the water. It does not say anywhere that he put in front of them the bread. And who asked this question? Rashi. And Rashi answers, you know why he did not give them the bread, even though he told Sarah to make bread? Sarah was parsa nida. Sarah became a nida on that night, on that day. And therefore the bread became tamei. And therefore Sarah did not serve the bread to the malachim. They only served other people things that are tahor. So there was something lacking. Hisid noitzim ugois matzos. He never fed them matzos. So there are two things that are not correct. Number one, the malachim did not knock on the door of Avraham because Avraham was already out in the street looking for them. Number two, it says that he gave them matzos. No, he didn't. He told Sarah to prepare the matzahs, but he never ended up giving the matzahs. Vela bokar rots, he ran to the bokar. Zecher l'shor erech. What does that mean? Over here in the commentator it says, Vela bokar rots zecher l'shor erech pesach, his dares, Avraham l'hachim l'chem bokar l'achila, zecher l'chem l'chagiga, habo bokar pesach, the akar ben chagiga bo gam, aha. So it says, he's saying a very good word. He's saying is that when you bring the Karban Pesach, the Pesach comes from a seh, a sheep, or a goat, which are small animals. With the Karban Pesach, you also eat a Karban Chagiga. Why? So that the Karban Pesach should be Nechal Asoiva. The Karban Pesach is the last thing that you eat. First, you eat food to fill up your stomach, and then you finish off your stomach. You bring it to you fill it to the top with a kezayis of the Karban Pesach. You have to eat the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach really is dessert. You first eat, you fill up your tank, let's say 70%, 75%, and then the last 25% of your food tank, you fill it up with the Karban Pesach. Now, the chagiga can be brought from any animal you wish. You can bring a carbon chagiga from bokor or chagiga from a small animal, a seh. The seh and the a is there, it's a behema daka, and the bokor is a behema gasa. Carbon pesach is only brought from behema daka, from a seh or a keves or an aze. Whereas the chagiga can be brought even from a bokor. So here he's saying a chiddush. Vela bokar rots. When it says that Avraham Avinu was Pesach, the day when the Malachi Asheres came to visit Avraham was Pesach, and Avraham served them bokar. Why? Why bokar? It's Pesach today. Pesach, you should serve us sheep, like the Karban Pesach, like Yitzchak. When Yitzchak gave the blessings to Yaakov, he went and he brought him shnei gidoyei izim, two animals. Izim, gidoyei izim, small animals. And Rashi says, one was the Karban Pesach, and one was the Karban Chagiga. So there were two small animals. They were goats, not sheep, because you can be kvasma izim. And he gave them, and one was for the Keneged Pesach, one was Keneged the Karban Chagiga. When Avraham served the Malachi HaShores a Karban Chagiga, he brought them bokor, a large animal. That's what it says. There's a book of rots. Zecher l'shor erich. What does it mean, l'shor erich? What does that mean? V'zdar z'arim v'luchin l'me b'bok al-achila. Zecher l'karben chagiga. Ha'bo im karben pesach. V'da karben chagiga bo gam l'bokar. Avla Pesach Barak Min Chatzoy. Now he's saying over here Zecher to the shor. What does it mean Erech? To the axe that is prepared. I don't. It seems like I need another Haggadah who has more perushim. Wait, let me turn to the end of the end, because at the end I usually have more things over here. Let me see over here one sec. Oh, I have more things over here. Let me see if we have a comment over here. Zman here Yerichoy. What's this? No, he goes through. I'm gonna have to go through this much more carefully. He has a parish over here. I don't know. Okay, I don't know exactly. I'm not gonna be able to figure out now. But he's saying the Bokar he ran Zecher for the Korban Chagiga. For some reason, he's calling the Shor Erech a reference to the Korban Chagiga. I have a God right in front of me here. Maybe they have over here in the back. Let's see. This is. No, let's see. Adir. Cade, with cakes, he ran into the horse, similar to the sacrificial feast. Symbolic of the sacrificial feast. Zeichel the Karban Pesach. All right, I don't know. Okay, let's go further. Next. Zoyamu sedoimim veloha tubo esh. What does that mean? Zoh means Hashem was angry. Hashem was angry at the Sodom, and they were burnt veloha tubo esh, and they were burnt in fire on Pesach. So it seems over there that Sodom and Amorah were destroyed on the night of Pesach. Chulatz lot mehem umatzos ofa biketz. Lot escaped. He was saved. And when did the Malachim come to Lot? They came to Lot on Pesach. And that is why Lot prepared for the Malachi Hasharis who came to save him, Matzois. Chulatz Lot, mayhem from Sodom, Umatzos Ofa Biketz, and he prepared for them Matzois. What is it over here, Biketz? It means so I think the kates means at the end of the day. The Malachim first came to visit Avraham in the beginning of the day, and then they left Avraham. And then they went to Sodom to find Lot, and they came to Lot at the end of the day. So it was still Pesach, and when they came to Lot, Lot served them matzos in honor of Pesach. Okay, then it says, Titesa admas mof, vinof, be'ovr chaba Pesach. Now the word titesa means take a broom and to sweep. It means to sweep. To sweep with the broom, the earth of mof, vinof, be'ovr chaba when you passed over them by Pesach. Now this sounds like Makas Bechoros. V'yavarti bi'enetz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. It sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he swept through Moph and Noph, our cities in Egypt. Over here in the commentary it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hichvid v'yizik es admas Mitzrayim b'in b'chorayim. B'in b'chorayim. Okay, b'chorayim. K'shova b'lo Pesach b'eretz Mitzrayim. Vika kol b'char. Ketitei sochu shem kli. This is a broom. These are cities, right? Minoif and Nof are cities in Egypt. Okay, so it's telling us over here that Hashem destroyed this makas b'choros. Okay, there's certainly a lot of perushim as to what this means. There's no question about it. It's an historical timeline. But over here, on a very simple level, it's talking about over here the destruction of Sodom and Amorah, and it's talking about Makas Bechoros, which took place on the night of Pesach. Next words, letter Yud. No, so we're going in letters of the Alephates. Ka Roish Kol Oin Mochatz Tabalol Shimur Pesach. Hashem, the Rosh of Kol Oin. Now I think Oin means a Bechor. Yaakov Avinu, he said, Koichi V'reishis Oini. Yaakov Avinu said about Reuven, you are my firstborn. The way Yaakov described Reuven as being his firstborn is with the word on. Koichi v'reishis oini. The word oni means strength, and a bechor is a person's first strength. So Hashem, the Rosh, the head of every firstborn, mochatzta, you smashed, Bilel on the night of Shimur Pesach. Kabir, Albein Bechor Posachta, Kabir is referring to Hashem. Hashem is the mighty one. On the Bein Bechor of the firstborn of the Jews, Posachta, did you jump over, did you pass over? Bidam, Pesach, on the doorpost, and the mashkef, on the doorpost, we smeared blood, and that blood was the sign that Hashem should skip over the Jewish homes and not kill anyone inside. Levilti, to prevent taste, to allow to enter the mashkef, lavo bip sochai, into my inside, ba'pesach, v'amartem zevach pesach. Okay, let's just try to finish up, then we'll go back and go through it again, but let's finish up before we run out of time. Next, letter Mem. Misugeres sugoro biitose pesach. Now, what does that mean? It means to be locked up. It means, oh, no, I'm sorry. Where does it say misugeres visagor? It says this about Yerichoy. When Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael to conquer Yerichoy, when did they conquer you? And they walked around Yerichoy. They walked around Yerichoy 7 times, and the walls miraculously sunk into the ground, and they miraculously conquered Yerichoy. When did that take place? It took place Lel Pesach. It's very fascinating. Every major event in Jewish history took place below Pesach. Even look, they crossed over the Yarden to go into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. So that means it took 5 days to prepare to conquer the city of Yerichoy. Yerichoy was called Misugeres. There are two words there. It was called the pasuk over here. It says V'Yerichoy Haisa Misugeres. V'Yerichoy Soigeres U'Misugeres. Okay, it was thoroughly locked up. No one went in, no one went out. So the city that was Misugeres Sugora B'Itoisei Pesach, which means the city which was locked up with the wall, was delivered over to Klal Yisrael on the night of Pesach. It was, now what is it, what does it mean the word be to say? Losaskir doesn't explain. Nimsra was delivered. What's be to say? What does that word mean? Let me see what it says here in the English. The beleaguered Yerichoy was besieged. Beitoise Pesach. I don't really know what it means. Itoise means terror. They were terrorized. The city of Yerichoy was terrorized by the Jewish people when we conquered them. All right, let's go further. Nishmeda Midyan Bitzlil Se'oirei Oimer Pesach. Another story. In the time of the Shoftim, the Midyanim, Gidoin. This is the story of Gidoin. V'nitzochon hayu b'schus ha'krova so'oimer she'makrim b'imei ha'pesach nitzu b'medrash b'tzalil hayu miloshon tzali v'nikro oimer ki ken shenef al gacholim ki tzali tzalil she'kei miloshon ha'pasik b'mindichom esim Midyan. Alright? So in nishmida Midyan b'tzalil so'oimer oimer. The word tzalil is a code word for, I don't know what this means exactly, On the first day of Pesach, we offer the Oimer. And that is why we count Sfiras Oimer begins on the second day of Pesach. Because the Oimer was offered on the first day of Pesach. So the story of Midian, where they conquered Midian, they went to war against Midian with Yiftach was the Shofet. Nishmeda Midyan Bitzlil in the Zuchus of the Oimer, which comes from barley,
Sa'oirei Oimer on Pesach. Next, Sarfu Mishmane Pul Velud Bikad Yikoy Pesach. What is that referring to? What is that referring to? Sancheirif. Okay, Pul Velud. Who's Pul Velud? Pul Velud were the Giboirim, the generals of Sancheirif. Sancheirif, the king of Ashur, came with an enormous army to conquer Yerushalayim, Lel Pesach, and who were his chief of staff and general? Their names were Pul and Lud, and they perished. They died Lel Pesach. Sarfu, their neshamos were burnt. Sarfu Mishmane, the fat people, the soldiers of Pul the Lud, Bikad Yikoid, in a big fire on Pesach. V'amartim zeh Pesach. What is that referring to? That's the same thing. This is after Sancheirif was conquered. It says here, Noiv, li'achas shamir Sancheirif v'chaylosav l'hagil l'mubodiyom li'ir Noiv. Oh, then there was another story. K'day l'chboi shesh yisholayim v'zeh yiber Pesach l'fi sh'amulo itzagninov sh'rak bo'is hayom yatzliach l'chboi shesh yisholayim amas Sancheirif b'ambir gavosay or hayom easy to conquer. Okay, so what does it mean? Od hayom b'noiv la'amoid. Ad go'o, until we wait to the oinas pesach. This is an important fact to know. Everyone knows the city of the Noiv Ir HaKoyhanim. This is a very important thing to know for the people, for the kiddos. When Sancheirif came to conquer Yerushalayim, he arrived in Nov. Nov is not Yerushalayim. Nov is, I don't know how long it takes to get from Nov to Yerushalayim, but it takes time. You have to get on the bus, get a taxi, get an Uber. You can't just go from Nov to Yerushalayim in one moment. So Sancheirif arrived in Eretz Yisrael. His goal was to conquer Yerushalayim, and he arrived in the city of Nov. To go from Nov to Yerushalayim is not such a great distance, and he could have very easily continued to travel from Nov to Yerushalayim immediately. But he said, listen, what's the rush? What's the rush? Let's get a good night's sleep. So he said the words, Od Hayom Benov, let us remain in the city of Nov for the remainder of the day. La'amod will remain put here ad ge'o until it reaches, oh, tonight is Pesach. And when the Jews are in the middle of celebrating their holiday, we will attack and we'll kill them all. So when he did that, pas yod kosva lika ke'atzol. Now what does that mean? The pas yad. Okay, now we're going to a different story. Now over here, there's a lot going on over here. Okay, there's a lot of things being mixed together. Now dealing over here with the pas yad, which means the hitting on the wall. Hitting on the wall. Lika ke'atzol. So what's the gakem mean to make a tattoo? In Klibes Amidosh Kosa Kaf Yad Shalom Malach Al Kir Oidos Shivargiz Manam Malchus Bavul Elkar Lakor. What does it mean? The kakeas at Abiru Bekula the Tzul Bavul. Okay, their end was here. This was the time when Bavul came to an end. Tzafoy Hat Sofis Aroich Hashulchan. What is that referring to? He put up a watchman. This all part, you have to be very fluent in the nusach, the lashonus of these stories. When he realized, first it was handwriting on the wall, which revealed that it's over. Bavel is over. Modai uparas are now going to take over. He did not want to believe it. So what did he do? He sent out to the roof watchmen to look into the distance to see if anyone is coming to attack the palace in Elam. Okay, the palace was in Elam. Belshazzar was having a big, big party, celebrating the end of the Jewish people. He was in Elam, celebrating. He went to the, and he had this party. He took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, was celebrating. And then there was a handwriting on the wall, which said that your days are numbered. It's over. It's over. Bubble is over. And now... And now there's going to be a new Malchus, which was going to be Modei Paras. He didn't believe it. So what did he do? Tzafoi Hatzofis Aroich HaShulchan. While he was arranging the Shulchan, during the meal, he sent watchmen to the roof. And what happened? Didn't matter. They were wiped out.
Kahol kinsa hadasat soim l'shalish for Pesach. That we know. Lech kinoist es kol hayudim mitzumo olav yaltoichu v'yaltishlu, a 3-day fast, and that took place on Pesach. Roish mibeis rosh mochatz tabeis chamishim. Who's the rosh mibeis rosh? Homon rosh. You cut him down on a tree that's 50 amos tall. Gavoa chamishim amo. Shtei ele rega tavi itzus. Now, what does that mean? If you go over here, these two, what does that mean? The shtei ele, the two curses of shikol and almoin. You brought one moment. Okay, this is something very mystical. Pasuk Yeshaya v'atavonu l'chol shtei ele shikol v'almoin. Where is this? This is the pasuk Yeshaya. Al shnei oyin shem al malchus edem. Okay, this I don't remember any of this. You know, this is a nevuah in Yeshaya. We once learned this once upon a time, and it talks about La'asalava. There's going to be two curses that are going to come upon the nation of Edom. Shtei ele rega tavi leutzus leutzis. That's the name of a person. Ta'oz yotcha, your hand is my turn. Yiminecha kelel hiskadish chag. Your hand is mighty. Your right hand is uplifted, like this holy night called Pesach. All right. So in other words, we didn't do this justice, not even in the slightest. But at least the idea we've come away with over here is we've gone to the Aleph Beis, and Nochemal, we've gone through history. All Pesach is the Rosh of all the holidays. On this night, all of these amazing things happen, including the king, the war of the four kings and the five kings, and Avram saved Lot. And then we spoke about the Malachim came to visit Avraham Avinu. He fed them matzos, and he brought them an animal, Zecher L'Korban Pesach. Sodom was destroyed on Pesach. And when they came, that day was when they came to save Lot. Lot was Pesach, they gave matzos. You wiped out Egypt, Makas B'choyrois, and that's called Noif. That's called Moif V'Noif. Then we had Korosh, okay, there are two different parts that they describe that. Okay, then it says Yerichoy was destroyed out of Pesach. That's I don't know, it's a Chiddush, but the day because they came there, it's on the day 10 of Nisan. It says that Yerichoy fell on Lel Pesach. I'm not so familiar with that. And then it says that there are two different sections describing the fall of Sancheriv and his army. It took place on Pesach. That's famous. Then it talks about the handwriting on the wall in the palace of Belshazzar, the end of Malchus Bavel, and the transitioning to the Malchus of Modai and Paras took place Lel Pesach. The story of Purim took place Lel Pesach, and Le'osid Lovoi, the Melchama against Edom, we're now in Golis Edom, will take place on Lel Pesach. Meir always tells me that Israel is planning a surprise attack on Lel Pesach. That's what Meir claims. Israel is planning to respond to Iran, Lel Pesach, because they're relying upon the koyach of the Nisim, of it being Lel Shimurim. It needs Zechusim. The IDF needs Zechusim to be Zeuchet, to be Matzliach, in accomplishing a stunning defeat, a thorough defeat of the wicked people. And what better time than Lel Pesach, when it is a night that is Molev Godush with merit, and Lel Shimurim Hu LaHashem. Halavai. All right, Rabbi Sai, thank you so much for coming, learning with me. Learned a lot of new things here tonight, and I would never ever know if not for you. I'm indebted to you. Have a wonderful night. Zai Gesund.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Laser was not here.
Laser left.